Hello, this is Pastor Brandon Fender, and I'd like to welcome you to another transforming message from right here at Living Way Church. I believe that your life will be impacted by the words you hear today. For more faith-based content, check us out on all social media outlets. Now let's go live into the message.
Because this is not a dating or a married scripture only. Everybody that you are walking with, you should be in agreement. Because if you ever hook yourself up with somebody who is not in agreement with you, it doesn't matter the direction you have on your life. If they're not going the same place you're going, you will never get there. That is why I am anointed, but I'm also aligned. Because what I see in 2026 is I see a whole lot of anointed, saved folk that have yoked themselves and hooked themselves up with people that aren't anointed or aligned, and nothing is happening in their life. Let me just fix some things here. We don't counsel dating couples. Oh, we got quiet because some of y'all were about to send us an email. We counsel engaged couples. It's called premarital counseling. And if in the premarital counseling we come across a bunch of problems, then we can tell you, you're unequally yoked. You don't need to get married. You say, Pastor, would you do that? Oh, we have made people, after they sent out invitations, change the date. I say we made people. We encouraged them, and they did. And praise God, they're still married today. Why is that? Because we are not going to place our covenant and our agreement on someone who is anointed but refuses to be aligned. Someone who is anointed but refuses to live in disciplined order in their life. I'm talking to somebody today, and sometimes we got to say, ouch, we can't say amen because God is hitting us where we need to hear it today. But I love you so much to tell you the truth that I know you're anointed, and I'm glad that you got a fresh dose last week, but we don't need the anointed you only in 2026. We need the anointed you and the aligned you so that we can depend on you and I, that we are all going the same direction. Psalm 133, verse 1. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. I've heard this preached all of my life. I memorized this scripture as a young man. How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. But verse 2 and 3 gave me a brand new context within this series. It is like the precious ointment upon the head. That ointment would be anointing. That ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard. That went down to the skirts of his garment as the dew of Hermon. If you've ever walked through your front yard or backyard after the dew has formed, it is everywhere. That's a good thing. That means that God doesn't just anoint you. He anoints your car, your family, your relationships, your money, your ministry, your mind, your job, your school. Everything gets anointed. The dew ascended upon the mountain of Zion, for the Lord commanded the blessing. Circle that in your Bible. Highlight it. Type that out. The Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Forever. There's three things that he talks about here. Unity. Then he talks about the anointing. Then he talks about the blessing. And I love this. In a church room today full of hundreds of people, there are black, white, brown, yellow, and red. There are people that were born in the United States, people that were not born in the United States. There are Democrats, there are Republicans, there are independent, there are tea parties, there's coffee parties. There's people that like the Dallas Cowboys, there's people that like the Houston Texans. I'm sorry. They're going to lose tomorrow. There's so much that divides us. And the world shows us every day that they would rather rally around what divides us. But one of the greatest things on a Sunday morning that you and I need to be reminded of is it doesn't matter what we came in here carrying today. And it doesn't matter what our past looks like today. We came in this building knowing when I get in that building, there's going to be some brothers and sisters that I disagree with. Some that don't understand me and I don't understand them. But one thing we share in common is we love Jesus and we want to get in his presence. And when we begin to worship together, the Bible says unity. unity shows up. And where unity is, God says, I can anoint. Why? Because they are aligned together. And with alignment and anointing, and then I love this, the Bible says in verse 3, the Lord commanded the blessing. Get this thought in your life today, believer, that today when you woke up, God himself, the Bible says Jesus stands at the right hand of the Father praying for us. Luke 22, verse 31. But let me tell you what I hear Jesus doing today. He is commanding the blessing of heaven to show up in your, what does that sound like? He said today, praise God, in Kelsey's life, health, you got to go find Kelsey. Wealth, you got to go find Sophie. Restoration, you got to go find David. New job, he is commanding the blessing. That means the blessing doesn't have to be negotiated. There doesn't have to be a dialogue. God himself is saying, I command blessing to find Living Way Church. Why? Because they're in unity. They're aligned. They're anointed. I am here to tell you, and you should shout about this all the way home today, that God of the universe today is praying for you. He's praying that your faith would not fail, but he is speaking to the commanded blessing of the Father to show up at your house. Show up at your house. Psalm 133 tells us the oil flowed after unity was established. The oil doesn't flow because they were gifted. The oil flowed because they were aligned. They were aligned. I've always preached this. One of the first thoughts I preached is that God does not look for ability. He looks for availability. And that is true. What are we availing ourselves? We're availing ourselves to be aligned with him. Many believers are praying for more power when God is calling for more order. God, give me more power. God's saying, I need more order from you. We're asking God for power. God's asking us for order. We're asking for anointing. God's asking for alignment. If your prayers are one-sided, they're not prayers. That's a Santa Claus wish list. Prayer is a dialogue with God, not a monologue to God. You speak, God speaks. God speaks, you speak. Many believers keep praying. Some of us, we don't need a new anointing. We need proper alignment with the anointing we already have. Misalignment doesn't cancel the anointing. It contaminates it and delays your fulfilling of purpose. Number two, the Alpha anointing realigns our priorities. Everybody say priorities. Anytime I preach priorities, I have to go to Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. First, before your wife or husband. First, before your children. First. This is let me break this down, and this will not serve the church, local church, well, what I'm about to say, but I need to encourage you with this. First in your life is God, bar none, has to be. Second in your life is your family, but your family comes down to two things, your spouse and your kids. God, your spouse, your kids, then your church. Most pastors won't preach this. They want to preach synonymous, that God and church are up here. Your wife should not come second to church. Your kids should not come second to church. I told you that God convicted me around 2009, 2010, when I was working like a crazy person up here at this church and youth pastoring and still traveling 20, 22 weeks a year and was gone 100 dates a year and all of these things. And I was driving home one night late at night, probably midnight, 1 a.m, and God spoke to me as clear as can be, headed north to New Braunfels on 35. He said, Brandon, you better make sure that your family gets the best of you and not the rest of you. He said, you've been giving the people your best and your family the rest, and that's not going to work. And I had to come to grips in that moment, and I had to cancel some things and realign my schedule with God's schedule, because my first ministry is not to Living Way. It's to my wife and my family. Now, I do that a disservice if I don't tell you that church is a big part of our family, but church is not all the church we get. We live this thing 24 hours, 7 days a week. Doesn't mean we don't have bad moments and bad days, but it means that we seek Jesus first and we keep him proper alignment and priority. Alpha means first in time, first in affection, first in decision making. first in time, affection, and decision making. Whatever is first in your life determines what has authority over your life. Whatever's first rules your life. It does. Whatever you put first rules your life. Colossians 1:18 will bring priorities to a greater revelation. Christ is also the head of the church, which is his body. He is the beginning, supreme over all who rise from the dead. So he is first in everything. I'm going to blow your mind with this next statement. You know what everything means in the Greek? Everything. You know what it means in the Hebrew? Everything. You know what it means in Portuguese? Everything. Spanish? Everything. German? Everything. He is first in everything. You say, well, God's not first in this area of my life. Then you're anointed. You're not aligned. And if you're anointed and not aligned, you can't complain. Your frustration might be there, but it's not merited because you could do. Listen, don't come to me with problems you can change. Because you're not going to put that monkey on my back. I'm changing my problems. Now, if there's something that we can help solve from an outside source, yes. But if you know and you can fix the problem, I'll pray for you, but I'm not going to fix the problem you created or you can fix. The Alpha anointing forces us to ask the hard questions. We'll ask these questions today. What has my attention? What are you focused on? What are you looking at? Here's the second one. First, what has my attention? Second, what has my affection? Thirdly, what has my obedience? Attention, affection, obedience. Let me break this down. April 2002, Mandy walks in the back door of the church next door. And very quickly, we started dating, got married a few months later, and here we are almost 23 years later. But we knew each other before then. We didn't like each other. I think she hated me. I just ignored her. But when she came in April of 2002, she caught my attention. We exchanged numbers that night. After talking with her a few hours, she had my affection. After attention and affection, a couple months later we were engaged, 6 months later we were married, and we now have covenant together. We always talk about covenant in the most positive of ways, but we never talk about covenant in negative ways. But when you go to the Word of God, I can take you to David and Bathsheba. David is anointed, but in this moment, he's not aligned. He should be fighting in the battle, but he sends someone else to fight his fight. Let me just say this. Nobody's coming to save you besides Jesus. He already did that. But you need to fight your battles, praise God. Because if you don't fight your battles just like David, you'll be in the palace twiddling your hands, your thumbs, and you're going to fall into sin or jump into sin. He goes up on the roof, sees Bathsheba taking a bath. And because he's not where he's supposed to be, he's anointed but not aligned, she captures his attention. Sends one of his servants, go and find that woman, bring her to me. She comes to his palace. They jump in bed together. And now she has his affection. And out of that one moment of being misaligned or unaligned, she gets pregnant. We know he tries to cover up the pregnancy by killing her husband. She ends up losing the baby out of this entire thing. But had his attention turned into his affection and turned into a covenant with the wrong thing. Obedience is something that we love to laud. We're all obedient to something. Some of us are obedient to our desires, our flesh. But in closing, David, just for a moment, his attention wavered. His attention gave birth to affection, which gave birth to a damning covenant. And we know that David was restored. We know that Nathan comes to him, and there's a moment of redemption in David's life. But the consequences of that action forever followed David. David was not allowed to build the temple because of the bloodshed that had happened and because of his decisions. I want to ask those questions today with everybody standing in the room today. What has your attention already in 2026? Or maybe it wasn't a 2026. What had your attention in 2025 that you didn't leave in that year and now affection has rooted? Maybe we're not talking about an affair or a relationship or cheating. Maybe we're talking about a substance that you started looking at something and it gave birth to something else, and the struggle and the strength of that thing or that hold that it has on you, it grew, and now you are obedient to its voice instead of God's voice, its plan for your life instead of God's plan for your life. So priorities. What has our attention will have our affection and will get our obedience. And when priorities are aligned, confusion leaves, clarity comes, and peace settles. When God is first, everything else finds its place. In closing, let me share this with you. For years, while Mandy and I were youth pastors, many times, still to this day it happens, but I'm a lot more prepared and mature to answer these questions now. But back then we'd have a young person say, "Pastor Brandon, how do I know my purpose? What God has created me to do? And how do I know what school or career I'm supposed to choose? Or, hey, I've been dating this girl for 2 years, and how do I know she's the one?" Or vice versa, whatever that sounded like. And at that time I would say things like, "Well, you just got to pray about it." And that is solid advice. But there is a way that you can become aligned with God where you don't have to fast and pray for 3 months to get direction and answers. But while you are anointed and aligned, confusion fades. Clarity is established. And I love that last one I gave you, peace settles in. I want you to live in perfect peace in 2026. Remember, peace is not the absence of problems. It's the presence of Jesus. That in the middle of uncertainty, Jesus is with me, the Alpha and the Omega. He began writing my story. He has already completed my story. That's why he can order my steps. So simply today, I'm opening the altar for those in this room to say, "I know you're anointed." After last Sunday, I know we are anointed. That is not the question any longer, but we will still anoint those who maybe you weren't here last week. We were anointing people on Wednesday night who weren't able to be here last Sunday. Anointing, we will always do that. But my question for you is, are you aligned? Are you in alignment? Or just like your car steering wheel, if you were to take hands off, would your life just veer off into the ditch? God bless these that have joined us in this altar. God bless you, Miguel. God bless you, Dante. Mary, God bless you. Jake, God bless you. Sarah, God bless you. Angie, God bless you. Rick, God bless you. I'm so grateful that I get to do life with this church, and I know most of these people by first name. Gabriel, so good to see you, my friend. So good to see you. Tell me your name again, sir. Trevor. Me and Trevor have been talking after service. God's encouraging this man. I've seen him this past year grow. And last Sunday we had a great conversation. Trevor, this is the year of alignment for you. You know that God's with you and God's on you, but this is the year of alignment. This is the year where you fully submit to his will and his direction. God, I pray, and I'm going to ask that some elders would come get some oil and anoint Trevor. In the name of Jesus, we're going to anoint him fresh, God. But today, God, I believe in the name of Jesus that there is a holy alignment that is happening in Trevor's life. He has never operated in the alignment that he is about to walking out of this altar and out of this building. It is not a church thing. It is a life thing. His mind, his focus, his attention, affection, obedience, and covenant, God, it rests now within you. Trevor, those hands you feel on your back are men and women who have lived this alignment lifestyle for decades. And the anointing that we carry, we are not perfect, but it is the anointing that causes us to stay in alignment. God, right now, the decision and covenant he makes with you, he will never break again, God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. We're going to keep praying for those of you in this altar. This altar is filled up. If you're anywhere in this building, four things. If you need Jesus as your Savior or Lord, this is your call.